USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Rift? What rift? That's according to Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi downplaying a meeting she had with New York Democratic Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
So in our caucus, we have our differences. Respect that instead of making a big issue of it. Respect that. Those are our differences, and how we express ourselves as representatives of our districts is our responsibility.
Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross tells Fox Business that he's not worried about a recession anytime soon.
Well, the enemy keeps postponing when the recession's going to come. They're dying to have a recession. They can't bear going into next year's election with the economy the way that it is.
Ross was responding to a research report by Zillow, which cites a panel of experts who say the next recession is likely to come in 2020. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes from Washington has a look at the latest economic news out today.
The nation's economic growth rate slowing a bit in the year's second quarter, but not by as much as analysts had forecast we'd see in this latest report from the Commerce Department. It says GDP growth from April through June was 2.1%, down from 3.1% in the first quarter. Analysts were expecting to see a growth rate of just 1.8%, which would have been the slowest in over 2 years.
Acting ICE Director Matt Albans tells Fox News that Congress is responsible for the inhumane conditions at many border detention facilities.
We've been asking Congress for years to fund our detention at the levels that we need, and they've failed to do so. If they had funded us at the 52,000 beds that we had requested in FY19, you would not see those conditions in the Border Patrol facilities right now.
Albans also says they will continue to do the best they can at the border. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A new study came out from the Anti-Defamation League that says 65% of people have experienced severe harassment when playing video games online. Now, to be fair, 88% of people surveyed in that same study also say they've experienced some positive interaction while they played video games online. I had a chance to catch up with Julie Miner. She's an adjunct professor of global and community health at George Mason University, and one of the things we talk about is how video games have changed throughout the years.
Probably the best way to look at it is this perception we have of gamers as being sort of socially isolated basement dwellers, right? That they just get on the box and they just play and they're interacting with the game. It's not necessarily true. Most of the popular games, the most highly sold games in the U.S. in the past 4 or 5 years are all multiplayer. So in addition to the technological changes around them in terms of development and immersiveness and artwork and programming, the social nature of play is one of the things that really draws people to them and draws our kids to them. So even if they're playing video games in their house, they're interacting with their friends. They're collaborating with their friends on the game. And that's, I think, something that most parents don't realize is that that social nature of play is a really important and integral part of why our kids now are so drawn to them.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.